Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tis the season. How's everybody doing? We just had our first snowfall in Chicago this past weekend, and it was just beautiful. The snow is still on the ground. The trees are covered in snow. I don't know about you, but my favorite way to spend the day, a snowy day, is inside with the fire going, the oven on, and cookies mixed in the blender, getting ready to pop a dozen or so in the oven, out warm cookies to sit around. That didn't make sense. And then warm cookies coming out of the oven, sitting around the fire with your hot chocolate and warm cookies. I can't think of a better way to spend a snowy day than maybe a quick run to the tobogganing hill down the street. So it's that time of year, and I know that you all are getting your cookie tins out and washing them and getting them ready and looking at your recipes, figuring out which ones you're going to make again this year. If you're like me, you make the same ones every year. I ask my kids, do you want anything new? You want some, you know, my sister made potato chip. They look like Sandies the other day, potato chip Sandies. They're cookies that taste like those pecan Sandies, only they're potato chips. They were great. Nope, they want the same kind of cookie, the candy cane, the blossom, the with the Reese's peanut butter cup in there. They like their chocolate chips, and then they like the gingerbread boys. But I think this year I might add, I'll just throw in a new one. I can't help myself because I got a book here from the Cookie King, Robert Merton. He's my guest this morning on the show. Robert, welcome to the show. I'm thrilled to have you.
Thank you, Dolly. Good morning. Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Here you are. Well, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that good stuff, whatever you believe in. It's a joyous time of year, and what better way to celebrate than sharing cookies with those you love? And I'm thrilled. I got your cookbook a few weeks ago, and I was lucky enough to have some time in my crazy schedule and make those peanut butter chocolate chip cookies. The kids loved them. So that might be one of our Christmas staples. I'm not sure. I've got some time today. I'm going to go through the book and try another recipe. I think I might go for that chocolate zucchini cookie because the Italian in me is always looking for ways to use my zucchini, summer zucchini, not that I have any left over, but, you know, it's a good way to use that, another variety of using that zucchini. But there's so many cookies in here. The Cookie King, Robert Merton, he's been baking cookies for a lifetime, and he's got a wide variety of delicious, sweet, savory cookies in this new cookbook of his. It's called The Cookie King. And I love it because you talk about your journey of cookie baking through the years. It's got lots of great pictures in here. Beautiful pictures, by the way. Oatmeal rum raisin cookies. Wow. So congratulations on the new book. So many different varieties of cookies. How many different types of cookies do you have or did you create?
The book is probably 50 of my all-time basic favorites. And I have thrown in a granola recipe that I also make cookies and bars out of. But over the years, there are many, many variations of each of these cookies. And like anyone else, I go back to the favorites all the time and make those. But I am constantly challenging myself to come up with something new and different. And, of course, in the world today, we are very healthy. So I have adapted many, many of my recipes to suit more of a variety of people. We have vegan. I have diabetic. We have completely organic. So it has been quite a journey. And when I thought it was about its end and the book came out, I realized there are more chapters.
Tell us a little bit about your background. When did you start baking? You must have been a little boy in the kitchen.
Nine. I was 9 years old, And the one of the first things I made on my own, oddly, that you mentioned it, was the peanut butter chocolate chip. And it was made with a box of a national brand yellow cake mix. And although I have about 35 peanut butter cookies in my files right now, my all-time favorite that is asked for the most is the original recipe that is in the book. They are soft, they're just right, and they are probably, I would say, my all-time favorite.
Wow. You know, the thing is, we've made peanut butter cookies for years in my family, and we've never thought to add the chocolate chips in there. But that makes sense. You know, that's why the Reese's peanut butter cups are so popular. You've got the fruitcake cookies in here. I had to laugh. This weekend I stopped at the Cracker Barrel and picked up a few of those fruitcakes for my family, my favorite family members. And so I noticed you have these fruitcake cookies. This is hilarious. How did these – they look – the picture looks good. They look yummy. Are they more crispy?
Actually,
they
more
have
of a
cakey
crispy
cookie?
They have a crispy exterior with a nice soft center. And for most people who make fun of fruitcakes through the holidays, I think they've just gotten too many bad ones. But the trick to these cookies is the even mincing of all of the ingredients, and then, of course, the marinating and macerating overnight with the rum, which really puts a flavor throughout every piece. And the recipe is very large. It makes 4 logs. The great thing about it is you can make it in November, wrap the logs, freeze them, and slice them off as you need them, and you have fruitcake cookies ready to go at any time company drops in. And everyone that eats them says, this is much better than that fruitcake stuff. So they have been very, very successful, yes. They have been very successful.
What is your favorite cookie? What is your favorite cookie?
Well, I guess from growing up and making them the most, probably the Italian anise knots, the wedding cookies. And every family has their version. Every person has their version. Some are heavy-handed. Some are soft. Some are cake-like. Some are hard to dunk in coffee. Mine have a soft cake-like flavor with a mild anise running through them. And they're perfect with coffee. And over the years, because it is a staple in celebrating so many events in our lives, whether it be a christening, a communion, a wedding, a shower, a bereavement. We've always had trays of the Italian knot cookies around. And then I actually started making them into wedding cakes, which is featured in the book. And it has become quite a popular item. But I am just getting ready tomorrow to go back up to New Jersey for a visit and for a show. And I am going to be baking 1,600 knots while I am up in New Jersey because that is what they want.
Wow. 45 years of baking cookies. Why cookies?
Yeah.
Why didn't you think, oh, I'll do some cookies, I'll do some cakes, I'll do some coffee cake? You really focus on the cookies. And I got to tell you, from my own perspective, I'm good with that because cookies to me are comfort food. They mean happy times, great memories. What was it for you? Why did you stick to cookies?
I think it was the fact that I was inexperienced and all of a sudden just began helping my grandmother, who was not able to do it any longer, and mixing a batch and making them and having them all, you know, come out so perfect, as I call them in the book, My Little Subjects. And it just was, to me, rather than having a big piece of cake or a big piece of pie, I like the fact that the flavor was in this one little tiny morsel that was probably 3 bites. And it has been my goal since I was young, because I was told when I was given my first recipe, you make the recipe first, you do it by the recipe. If there's something you don't like, you change it. Just because it's written doesn't mean you can't do it better. So it has been my goal over the years to fit the flavors of all major desserts into cookie form, so that when we're having lavish parties and you're wining, cheesing it and doing all of that, most people don't want a heavy dessert. But if you put out trays of cookies, they will say, oh, I'll have one of those. And I have managed over the years to take most desserts, most cake flavors, and make them into cookie recipes, and it has been wildly successful, which is where then making the cakes out of cookies has come from, because it's just something very, very, very unique and very different. And that is why the book mm-hmm. is so well illustrated. My partner, Les Harding, actually photographed the book, and it's photographed all here in our home, and everything is completely made fresh and by hand as it was photographed. And it's mm-hmm. important, especially with some of the Italian cookies, to have the step full color layout, because more people will try them, and more people, the reaction and the feedback I have gotten on my blog is that cookies that people have been afraid to try for years, especially things like fig cookies or Neapolitans or things that require multiple layers, are so well laid out, they just seem to make it 1, 2, 3 and very easy.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking to the Cookie King, Robert Merton. He's got a cookbook out all about cookies. It's the perfect time of year to grab one of these cookbooks. I really am enjoying this, even looking at the pictures and the recipes, because a lot of them remind me of my upbringing. I come from a 100% Italian father, and mother was almost 100% Italian. I'm looking at the pictures. You have the pages of pictures of your family. I swear this looks like my Aunt Kit and my Aunt Mary. They're so cute. These little Italian ladies in here. And the recipes, the fig cookies, the Neapolitan, I mean, all of that just brings back so many memories of, it's nice to bring the old ones back, too. It's nice to see them in the cookbook. What inspired you to write this cookbook or put this cookbook together? And where can we find your cookies already baked? Do you just sell them online, or is it just the cookbook, Robert?
I do not. It is just the cookbook. And
is this your first cookbook?
What inspired me to bake it was that I was always a note taker and always a doodler. So from the very first recipe I ever wrote on a yellow legal pad and did it in purple and green crayon. And the first little crown logo I ever designed from when I was 9 years old, I just saved every scrap of paper. And I had boxes and boxes and boxes. And, of course, when we became computerized, I decided to print out and do, and I wound up with about 6 volumes. And I made an outline, and I presented it to a publisher. And the rest just went unbelievably well. And I just want to let you know, because you probably are not even aware of this, because we just found out last week, but I am so, so honored that the Cookie King has placed in the top 5 cookbooks for the USA Best Books Awards for 2016. And I am absolutely thrilled with this honor.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Where can folks get the cookbook? Online? Amazon?
The cookbook is available online at cookiekingbaking.com. And they can just click on and order it. And hopefully, I believe right now there are some limited numbers at Barnes & Noble. And by next year, we should be a little bit more distributed. But right now, cookiekingbaking.com, just click on, order it. Also, on the website, you will find a very nice layout of the book, so you could take a tour of it, and much more information. And also, too, always remember that if you have a recipe in the book that you really, really like and you need it catered to your specific dietary needs, all you have to do is email me, and I have versions of every one of those recipes to suit every person. So the,
wow,
the repertoire
that's fantastic.
Is really limited.
How's that? Well, congratulations. Robert Merton, the Cookie King, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I see there's pictures of her enjoying the cookbook. I wonder what her favorite cookie is.
I'm sure something with a crown on it.
Yeah, right. I see the crown cookies you have, too, here. It's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you for the cookbook and all the great recipes in here and bringing back all the memories of great cookies that I grew up on and now having, you know, unfortunately, my aunts, my great aunts, my grandmother have passed on, and I don't know where those recipes are. So I could just adapt them from your book.
and it's up to you now to keep that tradition going, and that's what it's all about.
That's what it is. Well, happy holidays to you, Robert. Thank you again for coming on the Dolly McCarthy Show. It was great talking to you. Good luck with the book.
Thank you, Dolly. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you. The Cookie King, Robert Burton. Check it out online. Bye-bye now.